on to the important part of this evening's proceedings. A few weeks ago, I was at the last Phoenix Fridays, an event we put on at Old Brentwood every month, and I saw a band whose voices were absolutely amazing. And literally, I said, as soon as you finished playing, I went up to Matt and said, I've got to get them on my show. And I asked nicely, and here they are, For the Love of Bob, Anna, Emily and Sharon. Is that right?
That's right.
That is right. How the devil are you?
Yeah, we're good.
Yeah. You're good. Excellent. So, this evening you're going to play a few songs for us. We're going to have a bit of a chat. And you brought some songs as well that you like as well, some of your influences. So, I think we'll have you play your first song, first of all. So, whenever you're ready, here are For the Love of Bob.
Thank you. Okay, ready?
No, I can't take one more step towards you, 'cause all that's waiting is regret. Don't you know I'm not your ghost anymore? You lost the love I love the most. I learned to live half a life.
So sorry. Can we start that again? It's live, so...
You certainly can. We'll have... Whenever... Are you ready? Whenever you're ready, let me know.
Yeah, that's my fault. I'm so sorry.
No. That's fine. It's live radio and all that
stuff. It happens. It happens at gigs, but we can usually smooth it over a bit better because we've got more instruments.
No, I can't take one more step towards you, 'cause all that's waiting is regret. Don't you know I'm not yours anymore? You lost the love I love the most. I learned to live half a life. Now you want me one more time. Who do you think you are, running around leaving scars, collecting the ice?
I don't actually know what to say of that. That was absolutely amazing. That was superb. Right, we're going to let you catch your breath for a second, and I'll play a quick check, and then we'll come back and we'll have a little chat. So, while they draw breath, and I do as well, that was absolutely amazing. Here's some Tame Impala with Feels Like We Only Go Backwards. To Phoenix 98 FM 33 RPM show with me, Chris Sivadat, Tame Impala there with a track called Feels Like We Only Go Backwards from their Lonerism album. I think that was last year. I'm joined by For the Love of Bob. They just played their first song and it was fantastic. Thank you very much for coming in today.
No problem. Thanks for having us.
More than welcome. So I think my first question is going to have to be, where does the name come from, For the Love of Bob?
Tricky question, actually. It was about the 400th band name that we picked, but thanks to the modern age of Google, Facebook, all of these things, every single one, if some band in Outer Mongolia has got the same name, it's written off. So it was, I think this tech stream went on for about 7 days solid of band names. We settled on For the Love of Bob just because it was quite funny and because Anna's dad's called Bob. So when people ask who Bob is, there's a legitimate answer.
So what were some of the rejected names then? What were some of the other names that you were going to...
The Tantrums, that was my favourite one.
I can't even remember, it's quite a while ago.
That was what I really wanted us to be called, and you were like,
Metronomes,
no.
But gnomes like garden gnomes. That was my favourite.
I can't remember any of the others, it was ages ago now.
It was a really long, yeah, it was a really long time ago. And as soon as I read a text, it's basically forgotten about, so...
I like the metronomes though. I like that. The Tantrums is also, but that sounds like there's got to be some kind of punk band called the Tantrums, isn't there?
Yeah, all female as well. Somewhere in like
it might be a bit Illinois if we came with the Tantrums and sung all pretty songs. People
are
expecting punk.
So, how did you girls get together?
At college. We all met at college doing an access to music course. We were probably the three most wrong people there. Obviously, we just gelled together. I don't really know how it happened. We just sort of gravitated towards each other.
We were only 16 at the time, so it's quite a long time ago to remember the
details. We won't disclose our ages.
Yeah, some years ago.
Some.
So that was in, is it Colchester that you're based?
Colchester Institute was where we went to college. But yeah, we're based in Colchester, Ipswich and Needham Market, pretty much all over the place.
So then you got together and just started playing music straight away, or?
Yeah, from 16 we were all singing together, weren't we? But we've always sung together, but we never really... We started off as a band, then left college and left the band.
A drummer and an electric guitarist and people that could actually play the instruments.
Is that a slight on what just happened?
Yeah, maybe. My time will come.
Yeah, then we left it for years, didn't we, and decided why the hell not?
I think life took over, didn't it? We all went our separate ways. You went to uni and we just had to work. And then Anna came back into the fold.
Puppeteer.
And then you've been playing together ever since. So what was... Do you remember the first gig that you ever played?
God. Wasn't it in the college refectory? Probably. It was awful. I think we try and block those sorts of things out, to be honest with you. A gig that you played when you were 16 is not one you want to remember, I can promise you.
I think we did some at the Mean Fiddler, didn't we? We had, like, inter...
Yeah, there was like a college thing that they did at the Mean Fiddler in London, and we did gigs there, but again, I'd rather forget them.
Yeah.
Right, and also, you've, as well as playing some songs for us, you brought along a few songs as well, and I think we'll play the first one now, so if you'd like to introduce the first track and why you picked it.
We picked this song, basically, it's funny that we've just been talking about it, but this is the song that we used to listen to in college. My dad bought this album, and the vocals from this particular artist is basically what inspired us to kind of get better vocally, so it was a very apt song, I think, for us to pick that reflected us as a band.
Okay, that's great. Well, here's Paula Cole with Tiger.
Where do I put this fire? This bright red feeling, this tiger lily down my mouth. He wants to grow to 20 feet tall. I've left Bethlehem and I feel free. I've left the girl I was supposed to be. Jumping out of her mouth, and I've left Bethlehem. I feel free. I've left the girl I was supposed to be. Someday I'll be born. No more sex starved teachers trying to touch my ass. I'm gonna be a teenager at age 26. Go to hell, lions, tigers, and bears. I'm not afraid of you anymore. My fear broke apart like 50 balloons, and I'm floating around the room like party padding. I've left Bethlehem and I feel free. I've left the girl.
across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM. Phoenix 98 FM.
First up, there we are two in a row. Paula Cole with Tiger from her This Fire album, and that was a track chosen by a very special guest for the Love of Bob. And after that, the Judy Ruin with Ha Ha Ha, track featuring the vocals of Kathleen Hanna from Bikini Kill, La Tigra, etc., etc. And a little tip, if you haven't seen it, there's a documentary which came out about her last year called The Punk Singer. It is absolutely amazing. Right, so, for the love of Bob. Right, a few more questions and I think then we'll have another track for you, from you even. Right, so, when I saw you live, you have a very eclectic mix of songs that you play, kind of from all different kind of genres. So, how do you go about kind of choosing the songs that you play?
It depends who brings one forward, I think. No, we're all sort of equally...
We're very eclectic people.
Yeah. We sort of... one of us will come to rehearsal and say, oh, we must do this song. And sometimes it'll be new in the charts. Really. sometimes it'll be new and sometimes it'll be a golden oldie that everybody knows and loves. And we try and do stuff either that people don't necessarily cover, or if they do, we try and do it very differently. So that, you know, it's a different take on it. that's kind of our bag, isn't it?
Yeah, but there's no set sort of criteria for what songs make it through the door, and sometimes there'll be a song that we'll think would be amazing and we'll just try it out and it will just not happen at all. Yeah, and we'll bin it.
We've just done that with Madonna's Just Like a Prayer, which we sat down and went, no, we can't do this.
No, it just doesn't work. Sound good.
And so, okay, so you find a song that you want to play, so then how does it work with arranging it, and how do you go through, like, the process of kind of turning it into one of your songs?
It's a tricky one.
Yeah, we work out the chords, I suppose, initially, and then sit around and play with it.
Just mess about with different ways of doing it.
We're a bit limited on time, though, aren't we? So generally our go-to procedure is to record it on an iPhone, and then everyone goes away and listens to it for a week, and then we come back, and hopefully everyone's just learnt it that little bit, enough for us to, you know, properly start polishing it up.
God bless Apple. Bit of product placement there for you.
That's it. There you go. If you're listening, there you go, and you want to sponsor a tour...
We'll endorse.
Or anything like that, you know, just, you know... Get us on the phone, you know, we'll sort it out. Right, should we have another song? I think we should.
It's a grand idea.
Why not? So here's the second song, which is going to be...
It's called Turn Your Back. This is an original song.
It was written a very long time ago.
These are college days.
At college. It's like we're reminiscing. It's nostalgia.
It's a bit of teenage angst coming up for you here.
Completely.
You ready?
But home.
That was brilliant. I feel all fuzzy now. That was amazing. Can you come in every week? You know, be like the show House Band or whatever they call them. That'd be brilliant. We're going to be back in a few minutes. We'll be talking to them some more for the love of God. They're going to play one more for us, and we've also got another couple of tracks chosen for by then. So we're going to be back after this important announcement.
My little friend, and push back your seat. Soon we'll be far away, far from the street, where you learned how to be not what you are.
Graham Stannard, and I've come to tell you about my musical meandering show, which is every Tuesday night right here on Phoenix FM. It's where I can help guide you with a gentle hand into the middle of the week with guests, consciousness expanding conversation, and more importantly, a meandering selection of music from hard rock through to something a bit more psychedelic, with rather a lot in between. So join me for some musical meanderings every Tuesday night from 10 p.m. to midnight right here on Phoenix 98 FM.
You are listening to Phoenix 98 FM Community Radio for Brentwood, Billericay and wherever you are this evening. Eels there with Daisies of the Galaxy from the album of the same name. For the love of Bob, are still here in the studio. And right now, we're going to try something a little bit different now. And I do apologise for this. It's the best I could come up with, unfortunately. So as the name, you are for the love of Bob. So we've got a few questions now on famous Bobs, and we're going to see how your knowledge is on famous Bobs.
Rubbish.
Five questions. There's even a musical round as well.
Oh, okay. There's been even a musical round. It should be all musical.
Well, so what? Right, okay, number one. Which famous Bob, who was born Robert Alan Zimmerman, celebrated his 73rd birthday yesterday?
I know, because that's the one I read on the internet yesterday. It's Bob Dylan.
Bob Dylan, there you go. One for one so far. Right, number two. Which famous Bob, who died in 1981, said the following: one good thing about music, when it hits you, you feel no pain. And number three, now you should get this one. Which famous Bob had a particular dislike of Mondays?
Geldof.
Three.
Amazing. I love this. Do we win money? The big question.
Unfortunately, you can win some biscuits.
I love
there you
biscuits,
go.
Thank
there,
you.
There you go.
What about a speedboat or a car?
No. The mystery box. You can gamble it all on the mystery
Cuddly
box.
Toy.
Number four. Oh, right. Can you name the famous Bob behind this song?
Oh, no. No, I can't remember. No, the music. We failed the musical round. That's embarrassing. Yeah, no. Lost.
No.
And I know the song, obviously, but no.
No.
Can't answer that one.
Bobby McFerrin.
No.
That one.
My dad would have known that. Do we get to phone Dave? Can we phone a friend? We already know.
And one more. Okay. What is the real name of the, well, I'll call him a performing artist, but he's not really. The real name of Vanilla Ice.
It's going to be Bob something, isn't it? Or is it
there's a clue.
Should we just... Bob. I'm just going to go with Bob.
Well, you're part way there. You're part way there.
Half a point for that?
Go on then.
He was in Big Brother, wasn't he? I don't know. Oh, did I make that up? No. I might have done.
Don't know.
I don't know.
His name's Bob anyway.
His real name is Robert Van Winkle.
Oh, how did we not remember that?
You can obviously guess why he kind of decided to change that, really. That was not bad. That was, what was it, 3.5 out of 5?
I thought it was 4.5. No.
Rewriting
history. trying to get I'm pretty sure we got those right, actually.
Oh, no. You've earned them. There you go. Help yourselves.
Ooh, we really have got biscuits.
No, you do, yeah. I bought biscuits and everything. They get looked after here, you see. Right, let's have your second track that you brought in for us as well. One of the...
I worked this order out in my head earlier on and didn't discuss it with anybody. But I thought the next one we'd have, we often get compared to this band, and we do love them as well. So this is next song is by the Dixie Chicks. And we do cover a couple of their songs, but we particularly like this one because it's got like a political edge, I suppose, and it was a bit of a two fingers up to, was it George Bush?
Yeah, they made
the Bush administration.
I remember that when they made those comments
them from the radio station, and they were getting death threats.
Oh, that's right, I remember
this is
that.
Just what are you going to do about it?
Yeah, which is pretty much how we would react if the same. Not that we're very political. I don't want anyone going away with the impression that we're like, you know, running for local MPs or anything. But just the two fingers up thing. That's very us.
George Bush, if you're listening, right, we're coming to get you.
Yeah.
Okay, who the Dixie Chicks? Not ready to make nice.
I'm time heals everything, but I'm still waiting.
That's a record.
Phoenix 98 FM.
FM, 33 RPM show, joined by For the Love of Bob. We had a triple treat there. The Dixie Chicks, even. Say that properly. Not Ready to Make Nice, that was chosen by our guest. After that, the Beastie Boys with Root Down from the Ill Communication album, which is 20 years old yesterday. I remember that from my youth down the discotheque. Listening to that and jumping about to Sabotage, which was also an album. And then after that, Heavens to Betsy with Nothing Can Stop Me from their Calculated album from 94 as well, I think that was. Right, For the Love of Bob. Hello. We were talking while the tracks were on about the Cosmic Puffin Festival that you played at. How did you find that? Because I know a few bands that play it, and it's a great little festival. They have a great time there.
It's one of the best festivals I think I've ever been to. It's just mental. Everybody's mental.
Proper hippie festival.
Yeah, it's the best. Everybody just there for the love. Not of Bob. Just for the love of the music and going around. There's loads of different tents, loads of different genres of music. There's something cater for everyone. It's
and
brilliant.
Ordinary Noise played there twice, I think, over the weekend. Yep. We played with them at the gig that you mentioned earlier on.
Phoenix Fridays.
That's it, yeah.
Fridays, and we love them. They're brilliant. I actually ordered their songs off iTunes this week. You can get them. We are Uber fans.
And have you got any other kind of festival appearances lined up? What kind of stuff have you got going on at the moment?
Nothing festival-wise coming up. We were supposed to be playing the Fling Festival until we realised we double-booked ourselves. So we're actually doing a private gig. But we've got a couple of gigs booked in the Bull in Colchester coming up. Obviously, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter and all of that, so you can find out all the details there.
At Love of Bob.
Right, and so is there, like, if someone came out to you and said, right, what is the festival that you would love to kind of play at? What would be the one that you would most like to play?
It'd have to be Latitude.
Latitude?
It'd just have to be, because I've been every year, and it is just the best festival.
I love it. I've been the last three, and, yeah, it's
our
amazing.
It's our favourite, we love it.
It's so, yeah. It is a brilliant festival. And right, if someone said to you as well, right, you can, so not only, right, you can play at Latitude, say, on a Friday, and you can also pick some other bands to play of your choice with you on that particular day. Who would you...
Dry the River.
Yeah.
Paula Cole.
Yeah.
And the Dixie Chicks.
Wait a minute, hold on.
Well, we play lots of gigs with some really good local bands, really. So I think, you know, dreams aside, playing a gig with Dry the River, we'd invite some local bands. And, you know, I think there's such a great music scene, particularly around Essex, I think, that we'd just try and get people involved in some of the really amazing bands that we sort of see when we're gigging and when we go out to watch music of the weekend. We see some amazing people.
A couple of bands we've seen recently, Mouthful of Ashtrays, they're Colchester-based, brilliant sort of rockabilly type, but heavy rockabilly.
Charlie Law and the Cabaneers.
Yep.
We saw them last week at the Ball.
All worth looking out for. There's some serious music going on in Colchester. It's great.
There's a band that have been in and I've seen quite a few times from Colchester. I think they're from Colchester, from Manningtree, called Dingus Khan. They are absolutely there. Well, there used to be nine of them, and they had two drummers, I think three bassists.
Awesome.
Electric ukulele player.
Already love it. And they, I don't even need to hear it. I know I love it.
They were insane live. Unbelievable. Yeah, I think they've copped down. I think they're only a five piece now. But yeah, they're definitely worth checking out. They play a lot around Colchester.
Oh, 45 Men. Sorry, I should mention them, actually, because we went to see them today. They're a five-piece band with a four-part harmony, all male lineup, and they're just fantastic, like 1950s doo-wop stuff. We saw them this afternoon at the Minories in Colchester.
Yeah, you were saying that, and there may even be a collaboration on the cards, is that right?
Yeah, well, we're yet to sort of confirm all the finer details, but yeah, hopefully towards the end of the summer we'll be playing...
just a vocal harmony fest. It will be amazing.
It will be, yeah. We're not all the details to be finalised, so again, watch out for that on Facebook. I'm sure it will be coming out within time.
Excellent. Okay, right, should we have your final track that you're going to perform for us now, if you'd like to introduce that for us?
Yep, this is Weights and Measures, and it's by Dry the River.
made your decision. Now get up and leave. The familiar sting of the woodcutter's swing to the tree.
One of the reasons that I love music so much that, oh, I've got goosebumps and everything. For the love of Bob, that was absolutely superb. And we'll be back with them after this.
Across Brentwood and Billericay, this is wow. Phoenix FM.
Thank you.
listening to Phoenix 98 FM and the last half hour of this week's 33 RPM show. We had Elliot Smith, that was it. Oh, my memory's going. Elliot Smith first up there with Between the Bars from his Either Or record, and the second track from our album of the week, the new one from the lovely Sharon Van Etten, I Love You But I'm Lost, from her Are We There album. And she's playing in London at the Coco. I think it's the Coco on the 5th of June. Myself and Matt are going. And we were just talking about the fact that myself and Matt work together and we do the radio together and we go to gigs together. We are not like Bert and Ernie, though. We do not share a bed. just so you know. Just so you know, we don't.
You're the nightmare.
Sitting behind me go, yeah. Right, I'm joined by, for the love of Bob. And right, now, and a quick question for you. I ask this to everyone I have in. Can you remember the first record or the first single that you owned, that you got?
First one you ever owned?
Yeah, the first single or record or whatever it was that you got.
I remember mine, easy.
Mine's really embarrassing. You go first.
Oh, is it? Brilliant. I can't wait for that. Mine was the Everly Brothers, like, Greatest Hits. Really, I loved them when I was a kid. Absolutely loved them. Obviously, that's where my love of harmony comes from.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's like, it's not really of the time when I was a kid, but that is what I was into at the time. Embarrassing one.
No, you go, Bon.
It's just as embarrassing. I think mine was probably Jason Donovan when I was about 4. I loved him.
Jason Donovan was cool then. You're all right. You're fine.
Oh,
you're
okay,
fine.
Okay. It's not so embarrassing.
Well, mine was go. Kylie and Jason. I had that on record. And, yeah, two at the same time. So I had Kylie and Jason. And I also had... Oh no, it's really embarrassing. Mistletoe and Wine.
Oh, Mistletoe and Wine.
She went in with Cliff Richard.
It happened.
Cliff Richard.
Just feel the cringe in the room.
I know.
the room itself, I think, kind of did a weird thing there.
I was in a band with a drummer once, and he used to refer to him as God's tampon.
That's
soaking up all the joy.
That probably, yeah, sums him up quite well, I would have thought. But, you know, for all you Cliff fans out there, all two of you, you know...
we don't want to alienate you.
No, we don't want to, you know, we want to bring you back into the fold, as it was.
It was embarrassing. Glad that I mentioned embarrassing,
but I love the fact that you both had Jason Donovan.
Yeah,
you guys were meant to be.
That was it, yeah, Jason Donovan. But no, that's some good choices. We'll kind of forget about the Cliff. That's fine. So, and it seems that your influences kind of come from all over the place, like various different ones. So, who are the kind of main major influences that you have, kind of musically?
As a group?
Yeah.
Well,
you can't quantify it.
It's tough.
There are loads.
But, you know, some standards, Beatles, Eagles, not really Dylan. I was going to say that, but I thought that's a lie. It's not really that. For me, Hendrix, definitely. Grew up listening to Jimi Hendrix at full volume a lot. In fact, we all did. We used to have a converted stable where we used to sit and hang out and be teenagey and angsty. And it was always Hendrix on the... it was an actual record player, wasn't it, as well? Because we're old school.
Or playing it ourselves, obviously, on guitars,
badly.
Sitting around.
Yeah. Any more?
I can only think of personal ones, really. James Taylor. That's another little one for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're really, really passionate about music.
I can feel it. You know, Cliff Richard, obviously, of course, is a big, influence in your life. You know, I can.
But as a band, though, we picked a fairly good mix. I mean, more recently, Dry the River, because they're just like great vocal harmonies, and Dixie Chicks. Like I said, we're always compared to them.
Well, Simon and Garfunkel's probably another good one.
Yeah, true. We missed out that one, but that is very true because they are the harmony dudes.
So it's quite a mix. I like the Jimi Hendrix in there, you know. So next time I see you, I would like to see, you know, maybe a 6-minute solo from
one of
you.
That would
be Bond. Yeah. I can't solo on a 12-string, it's too hard.
That'd be great. So right, you've been together for a few years now. We won't name how long. So what's, if you had to kind of think about some of the gigs you played, what do you think was probably one of the best gig that you played, one that kind of sticks in your mind, that it just kind of all came together and it was
an enjoyable experience? This is going to sound really, really cheesy considering where we are, but one of the best gigs for me, was Phoenix Fridays. Had was a really, actually, really good time there, and the sound was awesome. The crowd were awesome. They listened, which is...
Yes.
You don't get that in a normal pub gig. They really sat there, and they'd obviously come to listen to the music, which was really, from an artist's perspective or performer's perspective, it was really quite refreshing.
Yeah. Mirrored, actually, by Cosmic Puffin, which was just shortly after that, when everyone was there to listen. And it's... Firstly, quite unnerving.
It's a struggle to get them to join in.
Yeah, they just really wanted to listen, and you know, sometimes it's quite easy in a pub, like when everyone's chatting and no one's really paying attention. You can just think, oh, we won't put much effort in, then you know, just sort of plod along. But it does make you kind of, oh God, we better get this all right and sound really good if people are actually genuinely there to hear every word. But it's also lovely as well, because that's kind of, it makes all those hours of rehearsal worth it.
Yeah, it was both those gigs. They stick in my mind. Definitely,
the Phoenix one was brilliant. As I said to Matt after, I said, right, I'm going to try and get them on the show, and it was absolutely super. All the bands were, you know, the Ordinary Noise, and yeah, it was just a good night. And as you said, it's nice to see, because some gigs you go to, and it seems to be the more and more thing these days where people like to talk, and they don't tend to kind of notice what's going on. It was nice to see everyone was, you know, focused and watching.
People in audiences have become a bit expectant, so whatever's going on musically, it's just happening, and it tends barely sometimes get applauses. It depends where you are, you know. But yeah, those two gigs definitely were brilliant. Loved them.
Okay, on the flip side then, what would be probably the worst gigs that spring to mind that you've played?
Oh, definitely College some of those ones. Yeah, I was going to say, definitely some of those ones from when we were in our younger days. But I suppose, yeah, it's a bit general, but it is those gigs where you've put loads of effort in and you just, like, nobody even claps when you finish a song, and you think, well, why have you got music on then? If you're not even going to listen to it, you might as well just have the radio on in the background. So that is always a bit disheartening, I think. But because we just genuinely love singing together, we don't really care, because we're quite happy just listening to ourselves. That sounds really facetious. I didn't mean it like that. But because we have so much fun doing what we do, and we've always said that we'll only do it if it's fun. If it stops being fun, then, you know, there's no point. So it doesn't really... It does matter, obviously, to us, but... In those gigs where people don't really seem that involved, we just get involved in ourselves and have a laugh. So, yeah, we get by.
But you see, the attitude to have, isn't it? You know, you need to enjoy it or...
Yeah, no, absolutely. Why? And that's partly our stance on our repertoire as well, trying to keep things fresh and get new songs in, because, you know, there's stuff in our set that's new, but there's also new to us, obviously, and there's stuff in our set that we've been doing for the last 4 years. So we have to keep adding stuff to our set in order to keep it fresh for us and make sure that we're on our toes musically as well.
And we keep adding bits to those songs that we've been doing for 4 years as well. Bits to forget, you know, and get wrong.
Yeah, just to keep it all fresh for us, so it's interesting for us to go out and gig all the time, you know. That's important.
So you mentioned it earlier, but if you want to mention again, where, if people want to find out more about yourselves and what you're up to, what gigs you're playing, etc., where would they go?
Well, we are most certainly on Facebook. I'm on it all the time. So you can obviously find us, For the Love of Bob, on Facebook, and you can follow us on Twitter at Love of Bob.
Yeah, I'm mostly in charge of the Twitter account, so I already apologise for what's on there and any future postings.
Okay, brilliant. Thank you very much. Now, thank you very much for coming up today. It was superb. And yeah, it sounded great. I'm going to make the journey to Colchester, I think, soon to see you play up there. That was brilliant. And if you want to hear the songs again, they will be on the Phoenix website when I pull my finger out and get them up there. But thank you very much. Now, before you go, if you want to introduce the last song that you brought along for us to play, one of your favourites.
It is Dry the River, and it's...
You never mentioned it before.
I know.
Did you say we like them a little bit?
And it's called Shield Your Eyes, that's right, isn't it?
Yeah. This is the first song we ever heard Dry the River perform live. That's why we picked it, really.
At the Junction in Cambridge, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome.
Right, okay, brilliant. Thank you very, very much again, and good luck for everything that you do in the future.
Thank you.
Here's Dry the River with Shield Your Eyes.
his excellent eyesight at the gate of our love. On the sweet autumnal skins is our myth dispelled in your strange and simple way. Phrygian lime, with his excellent eyesight, is what makes it.